fans. Welcome to Railbird Central at Cheesehead TV. I'm your host, Brian Caravu, joined by our live blog director, Jamie Snowden. We're talking some Packers football. We're recapping yesterday's Jordy Nelson celebrity charity softball game. On the phone, we have a guest, a guy who was there in person yesterday at Jordy Nelson's celebrity softball game. He's gonna clue us in. We have Justin Felder of Fox 11 Sports in Green Bay. Justin, how you doing this morning?
Doing great, guys. Brian, Jamie, how are you?
Very good. We're glad to have you on the show. Now, yesterday, Justin, you were at the Jordy Nelson celebrity softball game in Grand Chute at the Fox City Stadium. And I have to start off by asking, Nelson didn't have any new information to share on potential contracts, did he?
We did the best we could. I think he kind of rolled his eyes and was a good sport about it. I asked him after the game, I said, this is a really thinly veiled effort. I said, do you hope, you know, to be doing this game as long as Donald Driver was? And he kind of laughed and just said, yes. And then we moved on to some other questions. But yeah, he said he's maintained from the locker room to talking about it after the softball game. Wants to get something done. Ideally would like to get something done before the season. He and his family are happy in Green Bay, and they want to get it done. And we haven't got anything more specific than that.
Well, I guess the question is here, Justin, this has been speculated about for quite a while. When do you think a deal will get done? Or
you know,
will it at all?
I
don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's really tough to predict because, I mean, from the outside looking in, you got a guy in Jordy Nelson who's still relatively young. He's hyper-productive, has been on an upswing. He can do a lot of different things in this offense, and he's also a guy that really can't be replicated in the offense in terms of being the big outside deep threat. But you also have Randall Cobb, who's coming up on a big contract year, and you just signed Aaron Rodgers, Clay Matthews, Sam Fields to big deals, so I'm not a financial whiz enough to know exactly what's going on. I mean, I think you'd look from the outside and say it's a no-brainer you got to get him, but then where does Randall Cobb go? Where does Brian Bulaga go and a lot of these other guys who are coming up on contracts? I think they ideally want to get something done. If I had to guess, I think they will get something done before the season, but the Packers have shown a lot of willingness, especially with the wide receiver position, to let guys play out their contracts, to see how free agency goes. They did it to James Jones twice. They did it to Greg Jennings. They've been able to produce guys and keep playing at a high level with Aaron Rodgers. But when you got a quarterback, the MVP in the prime of his career, do you really want to risk not giving him that complete cast of characters around him to allow him to play at that MVP level? I think they keep him around. Jordy's a guy they're extremely high on. Never going to give you any kind of problem. Has been, you know, on that upswing in his career. But with so many contracts to get done, there's only so much money to go around.
Yeah, I think it'll get done at some point. It's just a matter of when. Justin, can you describe the scene at the softball game yesterday? I mean, this is an event that dates back to Donald Driver before Jordy Nelson and Brett Favre before Donald Driver. There's a history of it in the Fox Cities area. Can you just describe the scene, what it was like yesterday?
Well, the first floor court is packed. I don't know the capacity exactly. I think 7,000 plus was the number that we were hearing kicked around. But every seat is full. All the grass seats are full. And they have, you know, the pulled-in softball fence pulled in from the minor league fence in the outfield. And that is lined with people, a lot of kids in the outfield. And it's full. They get there early. They're getting autographs. People are having fun. People are grilling in the parking lot. It's a really, you know, a fun scene in that people are really enjoying it. I mean, you're coming out to watch the softball game and guys playing a home run derby and box with oversized boxing gloves. And I know there are a lot of other teams around the league. I think J.J. Watt does a softball game. So it's not like the Packers are the only team that does a softball game like this. But year after year, it is full. It's loud. They play the Go Pack Go cheer and roll out the barrel. And people are just on point. There's no, you know, mid-season form to worry about. Packers fans, they know the cheers, got it all down. So it's a pretty festive atmosphere. It's a beautiful day yesterday. Not too hot, not too cold, no threat of rain. So it was a fun day. It was a smooth transition. And Jordy Nelson, you know, one of the faces of the franchise now, taking over for one of the faces of the last generation of Packers and Donald Driver at that event.
Very cool. It is a very nice event. I know I covered it a few years ago. Justin, I know you also covered here recently kind of the Green Bay's bid to host the NFL draft. The NFL has been forthcoming, kind of saying that, you know, they're looking to move out of New York City. Can you give me an update? Give me the latest on what you found. Did you speak to the Visitors Bureau or the mayor's office? Let me know.
Yeah, I spoke to both of those on Friday. As you know, Adam Schefter was kind of coming out with a report, and I think Ian Rappaport as well, saying that the three leading cities were Chicago, L.A., and New York City, which would have been Madison Square Garden from those reports. I saw that, so I checked back in with the folks that when we originally reported the story that Green Bay was throwing their hat in the ring, called them all back, and the vibe I got was a couple things. The first thing, to deflate a lot of bubbles, it seems like everybody in the mayor's office, in the Greater Green Bay Convention and Visitors Bureau, kind of said, yeah, we're probably out of it for next year. And I think the reason for that is, you know, it makes sense. If they're going to move it to a new city right away, and especially with less than a year to plan it, I mean, if they haven't decided by now, less than a year is kind of a short time to plan this kind of big event. Chicago, L.A., Madison Square Garden, those would be a little easier transition. So that was one thing. The second thing, the Greater Green Bay Convention and Visitors Bureau, the spokesman I spoke to from there, he said, you know what, if they move it outside of New York, we feel like that gives the league the best chance to continue moving it. He said they're rooting for Chicago or L.A. They put it in another city, they get the sense from the league that it can keep moving, that it can be in different places. And he said, if that happens, we're going to put a bid in again. We're going to keep our, you know, our hat in this. They really feel like this is a possibility, especially if, as Roger Goodell has floated the theory out there, as he tends to do, if they have it in multiple cities. Could Green Bay have all seven rounds of the draft? That might be tough when you got, you know, Jadeveon Clowney going on the Jimmy Kimmel show or whatever he does. That might be tough to pull off in Green Bay. But if they have rounds two and three somewhere else, the late round somewhere else, Green Bay feels like they could put on a pretty good show.
Yeah, that is an interesting topic, definitely. That is it the Visitors Bureau that puts in the bid, actually, or who is in charge of that? I mean,
well,
are the Packers involved?
Well, the way it actually worked out is I think it was people from the mayor's office and the Visitors Bureau who said, hey, we want to do this. They worked with the Packers on it, and the Packers informed the league of the interest with some information about hotels and where they want to host it. But there was really no formal bid process. Now, I this was something that I'm not really familiar with, but talking to the guy from the Visitors Bureau, he said, you know, if there's a large event or a convention, usually that convention will put out some specifics and say, this is what your bid needs to contain, have the hotels, and on and on and on. And that's kind of standard industry procedure. He said this year with the NFL, it was more just let them know, and they'll go from there, just because it was a shorter process. Whereas in the future, you know, the Super Bowl is getting years and years out. This isn't obviously not quite the Super Bowl, but he said in the future he thinks it would be more of a formalized bid process.
Yeah,
the city would work on putting something together. So this year, the city let the Packers know, and the Packers let the league know with a certain amount of information, but there wasn't a PowerPoint. There wasn't a big binder of information like you might expect.
We're talking to Justin Felder of Fox 11 Sports in Green Bay this morning at Cheesehead TV's Railbird Central. Justin, I wanted to pick your brain a little bit about the recently announced Family Night event at Lambeau Field because of the connection between your employer. And maybe you can clarify for me, is Fox 11 a sponsor or a broadcast partner, or what's the relationship there?
Yeah, we're the broadcast partner. So what we do is we, every year for however many years, I should know that off the top of my head, shouldn't I? A lot of years in a row now. I think since the beginning of Family Night, but don't quote me on that. It's early. We broadcast a special throughout the state of Wisconsin. WITI Milwaukee has done, you know, a pregame and postgame show as well, but we'll do the actual show itself of during the, what was a scrimmage, what is now going to be a practice. We'll do a pregame show, postgame shows. We'll have a lot of features before the game. We get interviews after the game and broadcast it around the state. So, you know, the check presentations and the fireworks and also the football. So we're a broadcast partner, but in terms of any decisions about whether it being a scrimmage or not. Those decisions are not made by Fox 11, as you can imagine. The power rests with Coach McCarthy and Ted Thompson.
That's what I wanted to ask you about here. And I realize, you know, this isn't your decision. It's not Fox 11's decision. But, I mean, have there been any conversations at your place of employment about the decision not to have a full contact scrimmage in that, you know, it people may not come or they may not watch the product?
Yeah, I mean, if the decisions, we don't have any say in that, unfortunately. Yeah. And the reason behind it is with the new CBA, they get X amount of practices per training camp. And since this is something where they put on helmets and put on, whether it's pads or just shorts and shells, whatever it is, that counts as a practice. Mm-hmm. And for those people that have been following Mike McCarthy, he has maligned this. The less and less time he gets to spend with his team and with his quarterbacks and quarterback school. And I really think a lot of us, you know, within Fox 11 and within the media in general, have kind of seen this one coming in that he's losing a practice over this. And, I mean, last year, you know, you can look at losing Brian Bulaga. I think it's less about that and more about losing that one practice and how much value they put on this. So I think there is some disappointment. I think there will be some trepidation over, you know, how many people will watch. Will there be less people watching? Will there be less people on the stands? But it is still an opportunity to get into Lambeau Field, to see the team on the field for a pretty reasonable price, to be in the stadium. And it is still a interesting, you know, TV program option in the summer to get to see the team on TV. And it is across the state. Maybe it'll be a little bit less in Green Bay where people can just drive over to Rainichke Field and see the team, but we're going to do our best and hopefully put on a good show. And there will be, you know, different elements this year with features and talking to coaches and things like that. Decisions that haven't been made quite yet, but we'll do our best. But yeah, there is some disappointment there, but it was a decision we kind of saw coming.
Very good. Justin, before I let you go, what's next? We got practice tomorrow, OTAs at Rainichke Field.
OTAs tomorrow, Rainichke Field is the third and final open OTA practice, so we'll see how that goes. The last one was much quieter than the first one in terms of not hearing from Aaron Rodgers and Clay Matthews, so maybe we'll ramp back up the star machine on that. And then next week is mandatory minicamp for 3 days, so it's interesting. I mean, there have been, you know, no shortage of storylines with these off-season practices, which is nice. I mean, for us, there's Julius Peppers and the changing defense and Colt Lyerla and a lot going on this offseason. So there's been a lot to talk about. So it's always interesting seeing him out there. It's hard to glean a lot from OTA practices just because they run so few team portions. It's a lot of fundamentals, but you can even see some interesting things from fundamentals where they're running the takeaway drill, whereas they haven't in the past. So we'll be back out there tomorrow. A lot of coverage online on Twitter, all that good stuff. And hopefully it's as nice a day tomorrow as it was for Jory Nelson softball. That's what I'm rooting for.
That's always a good thing. Justin, I appreciate getting you on the show, getting your perspective. It was great to talk to you. Let's do it again sometime.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, take care. Justin Felder of Fox 11 Sports in Green Bay joining us on the show this morning, talking a little Packers football. He's on the forefront of Packers news. We got his takes on Jordy Nelson's softball game and his contract. We even got the lowdown on what's happening with the Green Bay bid to host the NFL draft. Not looking likely this upcoming season in 2015, but perhaps still a chance in the future. And on top of that, the family night scrimmage that Fox 11 broadcasts and their decision not to have a, you know, full tackling scrimmage or whatever. We got into my thoughts on that last week, and that I still don't understand why you can't have some sort of scrimmage element, perhaps. And I realize the whole, you know, deal with practices and padded versus non-padded practices. I think the Packers could find out a way to make it work if they wanted it to. And I think, you know, they should during, you know, training camp for one night, figure out a way to have a scrimmage element. That's my take. We got into that last week, but let's move on. You know, Jordy Nelson here, you know, hosting his softball game yesterday, and boy, it's a time period for charity fundraisers, isn't it? We'll get into some golf tournaments that are happening as well here shortly. But Jordy Nelson hosting the annual charity celebrity softball game, as Justin Felder said. It's kind of a popular thing at this time of year. A lot of other teams around the NFL host similar things, or players host them, I should say. But, you know, Jordy Nelson, it's his first year taking over for Donald Driver, who had, you know, hosted this event for years before that, and going back to Brett Favre before him, longtime staple in the Appleton area, and you know, always gets a big crowd. You know, great. We just posted here at Cheesehead TV. They raised $75,000 for charity yesterday, for Young Life. Great. You know, that's what it's all about, right? Raising money for charity. So kudos to Jordy Nelson for doing a good job with that event, being a good face for the event, a recognizable figure, and a guy who hopefully will be there for years to come. With Jordy Nelson and his contract situation, I guess here's what I want to touch upon today from my take is, you know, Jordy Nelson is speaking like this is almost a foregone conclusion. Am I right? Maybe do you agree with me? I can ask for those listening to the show and want to chime in on the live blog. And I suppose, by the way, too, did you notice the new format for live stream? I wasn't informed that the live stream format was going to change. Now it looks like the chat takes place underneath the broadcast video. That was news to me too, just moments before the show started. New little look live stream is providing us for those who are listening to the live portion of the show. But those of you who are listening to the podcast are not impacted by that. But anyway, Jordy Nelson seems to be talking like this is almost a foregone conclusion. How he wants to stay in Green Bay, and I mean, all prospective free agents usually say the same thing, that they, you know, all things being equal, they want to stay where they are. But I don't know. It just seems to me that Jordy's words are stronger than most. And if it is such a foregone conclusion, and, you know, Jordy hasn't used those exact words, those are my words, not his. But I mean, why hasn't this thing got done already? What are we waiting for? You know, to get done? Is it just simply, that they're waiting for that lull after minicamp ends and before training camp begins? So there's a month there where no football activities are happening, where Jordy Nelson can simply just concentrate on that and, you know, talk to his agent and back and forth with phone calls and negotiations with the club. I mean, is that what we're waiting for? But I mean, if that's the case, I mean, why couldn't that happen before organized team activities even started? You know, there was a lull too between the end of the season and the beginning of the off-season program, you know, the past few months. I mean, I just, it seems like it's a foregone conclusion here, and I fully am in agreement, or fully you know, think that the Packers should extend Jordy Nelson. The question, I suppose, here is how many years do you give him? He's, what, 29 years old now? You know, how many years does Jordy Nelson get on his contract? And by all means, if you want to throw out your guesses on the live blog, too, about what that number should be, feel free. I think the Packers should give, you know, I think the standard number usually you're looking at is 4 years, but do you want to invest 4 years into a guy who would be, let's see, 29, 30, 31, 32, 32, 33 years old by the time the contract ends? And you know, how many good years does Jordy Nelson have left in him? Usually, and this is, you know, it differs from player to player. They tend to, you know, I say, drop off after 30 years old. That seems to be like the magic number. Players rise and get better up until about 30. But after 30 years old, it seems like Father Time catches up to them, and there's a regression in play. And like I said, it's not the same for everybody. And Jordy Nelson certainly seems to be a special athlete, and maybe he's more prone than most, or misprone. I don't know how you want to describe it, to maybe having a longer playing career because he can stay at the peak of his game for longer, I suppose. But I don't know. Do you instead work on a 3-year contract extension? I mean, he's already got 1 year here left on his original contract. So, I mean, it would still be 4 more seasons he spends in Green Bay, even if it's a 3-year extension. It's tough to say. I'm sure he's pushing for 4. I'm sure Jordy wants 4. I suppose it's just a matter of, is that a wise decision from the Packers' perspective? You know, do they want to be tied to that? And I suppose, too, you can always potentially make a contract that could eventually be broken, and they could possibly cut Nelson down the road and not have to, you know, eat a lot of his salary. There's a lot of different ways a team can go about that in terms of how a contract is structured, how much guaranteed money is there. But it's tough to say, you know, what is Nelson going to agree to as well? I mean, in the final year of his deal, do you want to just pay him where the salary gets significantly less? But is Nelson going to want to play for that at, you know, what, 33 years of age? Play for a small contract where he might be near the end of his career there? But again, I mean, who knows? I mean, maybe Jordy Nelson has another few years on top of that, even after he's, you know, spends a 4-year contract. It's just so difficult to say. You just can't say anything with certainty. I mean, he could play out a 4-year extension and then play 2 more years after that. And not to say he'll be a Pro Bowler at 33 years old, but, you know, could still have another 2 years left in him just playing professional football and playing a role for the Packers, or any team for that matter. You know, it's a lot of uncertainty here with that contract and what could happen. I expect him to sign a 4-year extension. I think people have kind of looked at a deal averaging $10, $11 million per year. Wasn't there an article by SpotTrack.com projecting Jordy Nelson's next contract and what he might receive, and we're looking at something in that neighborhood, again, averaging $10-11 million a year. But, you know, basically when you look at a contract, you got to look at how much guaranteed money there is. That's really more of a idea of what a player is worth more than anything. But we'll see how it all plays out. Yeah, like I said here, too, this seems to be the time of year for charity fundraisers, right? So, you know, we touched on the last show of Real Bird Central last Friday. It was the Vince Lombardi Golf Classic. A lot of current and former Packers took part in over the weekend. The golf tournament was held on Saturday. Jordy Nelson's softball game on Sunday. And now today, 2 more Packer charity golf outings. The Mike and Jessica McCarthy Golf Invitational takes place today, Monday, when the show's being recorded, at the Legend at Bergamont in Oregon, Wisconsin, so southern part of the state, near Madison. Mike McCarthy and his wife, Jessica, raising funds for the American Family Children's Hospital today. Being an invitational, it's not open to the public. This isn't something you could register for or anything like that. It's kind of by invite only, I think. But that's taking place on Monday. And then also in the Wisconsin Dells, defensive lineman Dayton Jones is acting as host of the Tellurian celebrity golf invitation. This one isn't an invitational. This one's a celebrity golf tournament. Last I saw, and we posted in this morning's Packers calendar at Cheesehead TV, registration was still open as of Monday morning. If you happen to live very close to the Wisconsin Dells, because as the show's recording, the tournament's just about to start at like 10 o'clock a.m., I think. And who knows, it could be close to registration or full by now, for all I know. But, yeah, so Dayton Jones acting as host. From what I've gathered from the, covering these kind of things for Cheesehead TV over the years, I think the Tellurian finds a new Packers host every year. A few years ago, it was hosted by John Kuhn. This year by Dayton Jones. And a lot of current Packers taking part in this charity event as well. I saw guys who are taking part. Kuhn is golfing this year. BJ Raji, James Starks, Jonathan Franklin, I think Casey Hayward, all these guys taking part and more. There's a link to it in this morning's Packers calendar if you're interested in finding out who's all taking part or whatever. It's there for you. So Tellurian raising funds for people affected by homelessness, by mental illness, etc., etc. They do several good deeds there and raise it for multiple causes. But yeah, so cool that there's all these, Packers events taking, Packers related events taking place, raising money for good causes, etc. Here on a Monday, that kind of lets you know too, the Packers don't exactly publish a schedule of practices that take place behind closed doors. But I think it's safe to say this Monday, there's no practice taking part. There's no OTAs being held today. The coach himself is in Oregon, Wisconsin, and nothing, no football activities going on at 1265 Lombardi Avenue today. But tomorrow, back to work, 11:30 a.m., Reinitschke Field, as we talked to Justin Felder about. Back to work tomorrow. More football open to the public. If you want to go watch practice, again, you're within, you can get to Green Bay, live near there. Go check it out. Be interesting to see what takes place tomorrow, what stories will be following then. What we'll see. There's nothing really, sometimes you kind of know what storylines are going to be there going in. Don't really know the storylines heading into tomorrow. Kind of see who lines up where and see if there's any starting jobs up for grabs. Kind of been waiting to see if maybe Ha-Ha Clinton Dix will be become a starter at safety. He's kind of been with the second string so far as Micah Hyde's been working with the starters. Like I said, I really... I'm kind of waiting for it to happen at some point, but at what point that happens, not exactly sure. So we'll stay tuned tomorrow and we'll all find out together. But that'll do it for a Monday morning edition of Railbird Central. Thank you all so much for tuning into the show here. Thanks to Justin Felder of Fox 11 in Green Bay for talking to us as well. Appreciate his input and his thoughts on the Green Bay Packers. We'll see you later, folks. We'll be back again on Wednesday, as we are every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8:30 a.m. Central Time, the live version of the show at the CheeseheadTV.com homepage. And thanks to you who listen to the podcast version as well. Stay tuned to Cheesehead TV for all your news needs all week long. I leave you today with a song called Feed the Wolf by Conspirator on Psy Fidelity Records. See you later, everyone. Go Pack, go.